Blog Talk Radio.
Be heard. Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Glory.
You know, it's fun when you reach up and scratch your head right there and scratch another bald spot right there, you know. Hey.
Yes, sir.
It happened to us all.
Yes, sir.
Ten, alright. Alright, the Israel of Yah, we bless you all. We always send blessings. People always ask me why y'all say bless you. And better than getting cursed out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the book is simple. I will bless them, they bless you. And I will curse them, they curse you. We just got so used to say bless you, brother. Bless you, sister. I'll see no wrong with you. Nothing at all. We've had an extremely full week. We have literally had an extremely full week. I don't care if you went up to Straightway Goshen or if you were still left here on the land. We've been working hard. We thank y'all for the labor. We also thank y'all for all you that give offerings. Notice. Ain't nobody come behind that hood. I only did a little short segment of the time. Ain't nobody came behind that, man. Talk about offers, everybody get muted in. You know everybody's watching and listening. Why ain't they blew up Facebook and YouTube? I hear all of them when they do make their little jabs because, hey, I got all these internet policemen that tells me everything to everybody. I'm listening, I go, oh, really? Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Then I move on. You know the reason why? Man, I'm doing a good work. Can't give all your attention to every man you have. Of doctors. We too busy preaching the everlasting message of the
message.
Make sure y'all be getting delivered, you know, and everybody's enjoying it. We went up the Straightway Goshen on a spur of a moment. And it literally was a spur of a moment. We tried to coordinate as much as we could, but we just didn't know when exactly we were going to get there. You know what I mean? And as usual, Brother Daniel and all the family up there had everything laid out for us. I told him, man, just put some content of fellowship hall, we'd be fine. I mean, because we're going back to work. You know what I mean? You bring your shiva out of the store, you know what I mean? And man, Brother Daniel, they made sure we had plenty of water, cold water. We had plenty of cold Gatorade. It's always good seeing the Israelites. Always good. Isn't it amazing how that we would literally travel all the way across the country to go visit some Israelites? But I wouldn't drive next door if my grandmama lived right there. I wouldn't do it. I pass by it every day. Now, both my grandmothers are gone, bless their soul, you know what I mean? I'm up there, you know what I mean? They really up there. But if they were still alive. But that's just the way that the family of y'all works. And I tell you, man, every time we go to Straightway Goshen, them brothers have a brotherhood up there. And ain't everybody either. It's only the brothers that live on that community. And then there's a few brothers that are righteous that come to the community, but they ain't everybody. That's not everybody. So I'm not giving out accolades to everything about it. Everybody don't fit the bill. You know what I mean? If the man of God comes to your place, and I drive 5 or 6 hours, 7, 8 hours to get up there, you ain't got to have no permission to even actually can't come unless you got some type of order on you because you have been derelict of duty and you had some type of conduct unbecoming. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
No, really.
Yes, sir.
And, but they ain't everybody, but the brother, they're Straightway Goshen, man. They have a righteous brotherhood up there. That's literally to be envied. Are you following me? That, I mean, that, that they got that right. You know the reason why they get that right, right?
Yeah.
Because they are there in common unity.
Yeah.
They roll up their sleeves, they get a sacrifice, and they ain't trying to be no big eyes and big U's. Everybody's just trying to get the mission done.
Hallelujah.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, they, Brother Daniel, and all their leadership with you and Rob up there, y'all doing a damn good job. Damn good job. I mean, a damn good job. I mean, and it didn't take them long to get like that. It took some of the communities that have been around me for a long time. They just now turning the corner.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that sad? What a rebuke. What a rebuke, man. When you got somebody who just now, you've been with me all these years, you just now turning the corner. I remember Straightway, Georgia. Because them brothers was cutting a damn fool for the longest time, giving Elder Rufus all kinds of problems. Huh? All kinds of problems. And I stood up one day and I told Elder Rufus and told him, I said, let me tell you something. The Most High Yah is getting ready to do a work down here. He is getting ready to bring a people to this community that literally will rebuke all of y'all old heads that are still here. And they will pass y'all in spirituality. As you know, Elder Rufus, am I telling the truth? Am I telling the truth? And you know what? It happened to me. It happened. It came clear across the country from the West Coast. Come with excellent spirit.
Yes.
It provoked them, all them old heads to get their head out their ass.
Yes, I mean,
really? Straight up. See, this, we live in a generation that you can't speak in innuendo.
Say it, I mean, well,
they don't understand that. They understand straight talk.
Yes, sir.
Before I get going on all this, I didn't even know I was going to get going on all that. And I'm telling you, man, he's going to put together some righteous brethren. Henceforth, Straightway, Alabama.
Yeah.
Community get, just come up in record time.
Hallelujah.
Record time.
Praise God.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But, we, myself, JT, Brother Britt, he drove all the way up there and back. I asked him if he wanted me to drive. He said, I got it. He got it, too. He got it. And, and it's crazy because when I tell all y'all brothers what Brother Britt and Brother JC said when we was out talking this morning, Brother Britt said he had a good time. Who has a good time going and busting your ass?
Because
I'm telling you, when we go somewhere, I'm telling you, we bust tail. We get after it. Now, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's just the way Straightway the Hood works. We just get after it. We get after it. And then Sister Chris, Brother Dang's wife, she's doing such an excellent job for being in this, for this short period of a time. Man, didn't the Most High said he will send some people that will provoke you to righteousness? Straightway Colson got to be it. Got to be it.
Hallelujah.
I'm not saying that everybody else is not their way. I'm talking about a community as a whole. They got to be it. Got to be it. And comparing them ain't doing too bad either. They're not doing bad at all. It's just that they haven't had the opportunity to get on the land yet so we can check that testimony. You understand what I mean? But man, Straightway Golson, man, Brother Daniel, his leadership, or Brother Rob right next to him there, man, with them brother and Sister Chris, with those sisters up there, man, they fed us, boy. I came home, look, got me to see my calendar right there, right? I started the month at, on an average of 226, right? I was, see where that 224 is on the 8th? That's where I was all last month. And then all of a sudden it started climbing. You follow me? And man, I didn't even record the other day. I got back, I try to figure out. And I don't eat much. People think I do, but I literally don't eat much. Alex, Rob's wife, she bought me out this plate of food. I mean plate of food. Plate of food like this. And I looked at it, I go. I mean a plate of food. And the salmon was covering up almost one side of the plate. Then they had this pasta stuff with some mushrooms and some onions. Brother, I don't get me started. They had a big old salad over here on the side right here. That plate was like, boom. I'm trying to figure out, okay, I guess the best way to do it is just say it. I said, Sister Alex, I do appreciate it. But I can't eat like this. I said, I tell you what, if you can bring me a plate, half of everything you just put on there, I'm good. I'll give it to Elder Mitch. Elder Mitch was sitting there. He said, I was hoping you would say that. I know Elder Mitch. Man, Elder Mitch can eat, man. He said, I was hoping you said, yeah, here, I would definitely need a plate. There's no way. They don't need to go and scrape it off this plate. You know what I mean? And that food was good. They made some type of a BLT. I'm going to mess it up. I know I am. Macaroni pasta type of BLT style thing. It was just like this. I looked at Dan and I said, y'all eat like this all the time? They said, yeah, we do. I said, man, this is good stuff. Good fellowship, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Yes, everybody excited about Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And let me tell you something. When it's time for us to go to bed, everybody went to bed, too. Oh, they did. They slept hard 2 weeks. And they slept like nails. We got up, hit it. Y'all seen it on the videos, right? We hit it hard. Before, because when we first got there, that was so, man, it was pretty good weather. They weather, they don't get as hot as we do, but the humidity is the same. And man, we're in the middle of the day when it's scorching hot. We got there late for about 3 hours. You know, we want to get the corner set so we can roll the next day. And did that. All the sisters there, all of them, excellent spirits. Smile, bless you. Going about their way, going about their business. Doing that work, taking care of children. They all doing just wonderful. And no, you can't come. We can understand that was a scripture over the book of Acts. Go to Acts chapter 2 and get that scripture in verse 40 where it says that the Most High added to the assembly daily such as should be saved. No, he didn't say everyone, there's another scripture that says, thirst no man join himself unto it. That's why when you come to assembly here at the Hook, it's by invitation only.
Yes, sir.
We ain't the Christian church, come as you are. Why won't you do that, messing up everything? It only takes one sinner to destroy most goods.
But,
shoot. Man, we're guarding mainly for our next generation, our children.
Yes, sir.
And, read that scripture, teach.
Start verse 46.
Acts chapter 2, verse 46. Come on with it.
And they, continuing daily, with one accord.
With one accord. Hear that?
Yes, sir.
And that's what Straightway Ghost does.
Yes, sir.
They continue daily with one accord. Come on.
In the temple and breaking bread from house to house.
Y'all hear that? See, the community is literally a modern-day fulfillment of that particular scripture because we can actually go and break bread from house to house.
Yes.
Literally.
me with gladness.
And what?
And singleness of heart.
Know hear that? Read on.
Praise the job. And having favor with all the people.
Read.
And Yah added to the church, to the assembly daily.
No, you added to it.
Yah.
The pastor added to it.
Yah.
The people added to it.
Yah.
Yah added to the assembly daily, such as what?
Should be saved.
If the Most High ever bring you around straightway, that's because he added you because you should be saved.
Come on.
Everybody take it lightly. Y'all should know by the time you get to straightway, you know this ain't the Christian church.
Right.
Y'all don't know that?
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah.
And so we get up there, and y'all have to understand. The brothers around here tell me that all the time, because I'm usually not on the land as much no more working. But if I get on the land, it's like I ain't never missed a day. You know what I mean? Brother Brett. He says, I don't know nobody like that. Then you could be in there doing office work two, three months, and then running around, buying everything, make sure, making sure everything is in proper order. Deliveries getting made and running a community and stuff. And then, not without doing any bit of work, then come out there, and it's been like you've been out there for a whole damn time. Let me tell you something. When you train, this is the way work ethic is. Now hear me?
Yes, sir.
When y'all play ball in high school, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, come on, man. It's a little tough. It's tough because that's where you at.
Right.
But then when you get to the collegiate level, it's a hell of a lot tougher than college. Yes, sir. When you get to the professional level, it's a hell of a lot tougher than college.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the collegiate level is a hell of a lot tougher than high school. But when you get to being a professional and a grown man, they're not going to sit there and hold your hand. They're not going to micromanage you. You're a grown man. They expect you to act like a grown man. They expect you to be responsible. When you show up to training camp, you better show up in shape. If you don't, training camp is going to tell you everything you need to know. And chances are, you may lose your job. See, when you lose your job here, you're going to lose a lot of money to somebody else. Probably possibly even get cut. And if you got any sense, you know, you make it to one of these professional sportsmen, people, doctors and lawyers don't get paid like this. That's how they get paid more than presidents do. Are y'all listening out there? So when you develop a work ethic when you are young, it's going to precede you when you get old. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
People want to be able to see what you were when you were young. You're not going to sit up here and all of a sudden, you know, everybody can put on for maybe an hour or two of this hard labor that we be doing. I promise you, it's going to catch up. Day two coming, it's going to catch up. We're going to find out what you made of. And you can't hide it. When day three roll around, that's when everybody start making excuses. All of a sudden, we got something else to do. No, we got to diddy up and get up out of here. We got something to do now. Make no difference. Love, we still going to be there. We still going to be there.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And so, a lot of people be marveling because I'm 55 years old. Now, listen. I don't go to a work site. Nobody straightway goes to a work site. I want y'all to listen to me. We don't go to work sites trying to work so hard that we try to make people lose heart. Is that how you said?
Yes, sir.
Because if that was the case, then why do we teach as we go?
Right.
You understand what I mean? We don't go there trying to say that we work so hard and nobody could keep up. You never hear us saying that. Never hear us saying that. It's just that we have developed a work ethic so... I mean, it's all that's work ethic. When we was young.
Yeah.
When we're old now, it's It's just where we at. You ain't at the same place that you were when you were in high school. You're a greater man now. Some of you. Some of you are looking for benefits and handouts and entitlements. You know what I mean? Trying to figure out all kind of ways that you can get some money from the government so you don't have to work. Now make no mistake about it, that's the reason why most people can't make it on community. Because they've got to have something to accuse. And it ain't because most of it they'll come up with some fabricated crap. You know what I mean? And it ain't, and none of it ain't true, but I always watch the people who listen to these people. And it's real simple. All you got to do is anybody who speaks negative of community, it's simple. Just watch their life. Just watch their life. Take a good look at them. Just take a good look at them. It'll tell you everything you need to know. Everything you need to know. When you look at them, it'll tell you everything you need to know. But don't worry about the world. The world is built on slander.
Yeah.
Hell-bearing. Backbiting. Murmuring. Complaining. They got their professional in that. But what rebukes it all is when these people do all that, you'll have a few intelligent people that okay, let me go over and look at this.
Yeah.
And they'll look at it and look into it and go, well, let me look at another video. Let me go look at this service right here. Let me see what they're saying, putting down. Well, let me go visit and see for myself. Man, this don't line up with what they're saying. This don't line up at all. And then there you go. It reveals it. But I've been working so hard all my life, that's just where I'm at. If you understand what I mean. When you go, if I go to a place, if I take me, Teacher Shane, Brother Brent, Brother JC, Brother Scott, Brother Bud, I tell you, if we go to a work, if we leave this community and go to a place, and we actually work a little bit, we work more because a lot of things we're dealing with is a new ventures for us. You know what I mean? So we work still hard, but calculated.
Right.
But if it's stuff we done 100 times before, we just in it. So if I take any of us, we go to a community, you're going to be there. I don't care. You don't have to do what we're doing. You can just be helping. And if you ain't in shape, you're going to pass out. Or you're going to go find a place to go hide. Or you're going to take an hour bathroom break. Or you want to go sit down somewhere. Matter of fact, we see you. We'll tell you to go sit down. Isn't it right?
Oh, yes.
We see you about to shake and you walking. Brother, what are you doing? Get over there. Go get some water. Go sit down. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
This ain't sitting there trying to drive somebody in the damn ground.
Yes.
That's just the way we work. We're not trying to go nowhere. To drive people in the damn ground.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
That's just where our work ethic is.
Yes, sir.
If you can keep up fire, if you can't, let's make some adjustments.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And we teach as we go. But we've developed such a work ethic that now we're in our old age, it's still there.
True. True.
We're trying to be helpers one to another. I'm trying to tell you that you can't wait till you 50 damn years old and have that kind of work ethic. And you damn sure can't wait till you 50-something years old and think you're going to be the head of a community. Because if you ain't got a little damn work ethic, you ain't got a strong work ethic, how in the hell are people going to be emboldened to follow your leadership when you ain't leading work for them? You're supposed to be able to lead by example.
Yes, sir. Yes.
People are supposed to have confidence and strength in their leaders.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
When you've been there, done it, they know it. And they don't mind you not working. Did I say something wrong?
No, sir.
Y'all always say, go bless the labor of your hands.
Yes.
And then he says, and when you get rest, it'll be sweet.
Yes.
You come work with us straight away. We'll give you some sweet rest.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
On most knows I will. You don't know the rest, too. It's going to be sweet, too.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is it making sense?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And I don't mind telling you, 95% of the brothers in this ministry cannot keep up with Straightway Tennessee. Can't do it. Not when, not when it comes to work. When the men move on in this community, we develop them when they're young. They get into that third. Now they're working at it just like ours. You know what's going to happen by the time they work, by the time they get our age? They're going to be well past us. And how are they going to be able to go back? You understand what I mean? The only thing that's going to bring you, the only thing that's going to slow you down is Yah, which is Father Time. It's going to come down. It's going to slow down one day now. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
But you get all this right now. Work hard while you're young.
Yes, sir.
So when you get older, you don't have to work like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
You go to places, you can see that there's been a few people who work hard, and when you give accolades to that community or that homestead, you just throw out a broad statement. But it don't fit everybody that's on the community and homestead. Everybody don't fit that bill. You got a few people that's out front that makes everybody else look good. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
And then they send it back, basking in the glory. Y'all got to know this about humanity. That was another thing about the reason why people appreciate and don't appreciate Straightway, because we're brutally honest.
Yeah.
Not because we're trying to condemn you.
Oh,
y'all don't understand. Y'all are just judge.
Yeah.
You understand that? That means, let's say you go out here and you murder somebody and you ask for forgiveness. You know, right? Oh, y'all, they'll forgive you. You still gonna get judged.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. He was in no wise acquitted guilty.
Yes, sir.
Who presses that more than Straightway does? Don't you go out there and start just living a life of sin and think you're a Christian, you can just say a few magic words and it does away with it. No, for every sin.
Yeah.
And for every transgression, there is a just recompense or reward. It's coming. So now we don't go there to drive people into the damn ground. I appreciate Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel said, I'm going to work with Shep. I'm going to keep up with Shep. I got it made up in my mind. I'm going to do it. You know, Ruben just shook his head like, yeah. No. Nope. All right. Yep. Okay. Whatever. Yep. Uh-huh. Daniel said, shoot. Uh-uh. Uh-uh. You're going to get there, too.
Hallelujah.
Because they got the mind to get there.
That's it.
And when we did a lot of teaching in the midst of this. You know what I mean? But it was nice. And I was telling Brother Daniel, I said, brother, I can tell you right now, man, Straightway days of running around, it's coming to an end. You know what I mean? It ain't, we don't mind. Y'all know us, man. We're doing it a minute ago. We have some brothers, man. We're doing our, but it's coming to an end.
Yes,
it's now time for all y'all to get y'all cots and tents.
Hallelujah.
It's time for y'all to come here and learn at the hood when it ain't these days.
Yes, sir.
Time y'all to learn what it means to be inconvenient and run around all over the place. Even to us, it's not inconvenient. And then Elder Mitch. Now y'all see the reason why I say Elder Mitch. Up there Straightway Kentucky East, man. That young man, that elder. See, that's an elder by example. That ain't an elder just in word, just in title. Elder Mitch was an elder by example. My son.
Yes.
Are you following me? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Elder Mitch started He got the community going. Mitch, he turned around and started a trucking business on his own. You know how many truckers we got in the ministry? And yet he couldn't glean a damn thing from the wisdom of the truckers in his ministry. He had to go find that all out on his own. Just start a trucking company. And Elder Mitch would meticulously come here for years. He would tell you, I wouldn't even let him lay block his time. He got that analytical mind. He turned around. When y'all go up there and watch them buildings up there, straightway in Kentucky, Elder Mitch laid the majority of those blocks. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Because he tried to tell the brothers, and they would just try to haphazardly do it. You got to teach people the right way the first time.
Yes, sir.
Elder Mitch dropped what he was doing. Left the community up there. They got a lot going on. They're a brand new upstart community. The head, the elder of the community, came up there and laid block with us, man, taught. Elder Mitch was teaching frog men how to do it. Because them brothers up there in Goshen, every single one of them that was there on that land that was there, they all had a teachable spirit. If the ones that didn't show up, they don't be taught a damn thing. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you can't make it a straightway ghost, and there's no way in hell you're going to make it a straightway. Am I telling the truth, teacher?
You're
telling. There's no way, and don't deceive yourself.
Amen.
You can't make it there. There's no way in hell. Oh, I know we look sweet and nice. Well, I don't look sweet and nice. I know we look pretty good from the outside in. But I'm telling you, boy, straightway, Tennessee is on a whole nother level. We'll make you tap out from salvation. And not even trying to do it. Didn't y'all say straight is the way?
No.
Narrow is the gate. And we're going to make sure that we fit that bill. It's going to be a few divided. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. But I got this work ethic because you can tell what I was doing when I was younger. You can tell what teacher was doing when he was younger. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
And hopefully y'all can pay this forward.
Yes, sir.
So we got finished eating, man. They had showers set up, outdoor showers set up. They had everything set up for them. They did. And then they bought out these big old places. I'm talking about them big old places, too. Paul Chris deal with them big old places of food, man. Then we was getting ready to leave. Ashley, she said, y'all leaving soon, Pastor? I said, hell yeah, we're going to be out here probably about maybe 1. It was about 2 o'clock when we left, though. She said, we're going to go ahead and see y'all some chicken on the road. Man, they had this. I tell you, I'm going to mess it up. They had 2 sets of wings for all 3 of us. Then they had something called straightway Goshen Naki. For Habanaki. And boys, them wings were good. Well, Brent was driving. I said, man, I'm sure glad you drive. But Brent told JJ, give me the wings.
Give me the wings!
But, bro, I'm telling y'all, brothers, man, Sister Chris is doing a wonderful job with the sisters. Y'all know how all this works, right? The way that communities are strong, the way that homesteads are strong, the way that the brotherhood is strong, is because of submission.
Yes, sir.
Nobody's diminished because you have somebody over you. Somebody got to be in a position.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I mean, And we think that if you think you can do, if y'all think y'all can do better than I can, don't be a pastor or the minister. If you think you can do better than the heads of the community can, then go ask them to run the community for a whole month. Not just a day, a whole month. You see what I mean? Y'all the one who put people in positions and places. It ain't about who's better than who. It's about who y'all called to put in the position.
Yeah.
Why would you want a witch in a position?
No.
You know what I mean? Why would you want someone that was so discord amongst the brothers? Go to Proverbs 6:16, teach.
Come on. Come on.
Y'all set in order everything that's in the body. I've been telling y'all, and some of y'all, I talk so plainly, you still ain't got it after all these years. I'll tell you exactly what to do, how to do it, and you still can't. You connected everywhere else, but when it comes to doing, physically doing something, all of a sudden there's a disconnect. A damn disconnect. Now, what do you think I'm going to expect since the expectations of me were so high anyway? You think I'm going to put up with some type of mediocre, mundane spirit? No! It's going to be something greater.
Sir. Yeah.
And when we get rid of this selfishness, when we get rid of this rebellion, this rebellion that says me first. That's what rebellion basically is. Basically seeing my way. We'll be something as a nation.
Yes, sir.
There will be something as a nation.
Yes, sir.
Have discernment and also to know that everybody ain't built the same.
Yes, sir.
I'm on the work site working. I'm working, but I'm still watching everybody. I'm watching while I'm working. Brother, go sit down. Oh, no, Pastor. I said, brother, what did I just tell you? Well, look, you told me to sit down. Well, damn it, what's the problem? Go set your ass down. Get over there, drink some water, sit down, rest for a minute. Oh, I'm good. All y'all some stupid ass people. Old Michael, he showed up there. Good to see him. Y'all heard the story about Michael?
Yes, sir.
He about passed out on us, about died on us.
Yes, sir.
Walking down the road, and El Rupert said, there's no way I could have saw that what Pastor saw. You know, I learned that from, right? I used to be an NCO, a sergeant in the Army. I had to pay attention to soldiers. It's my job to take care of soldiers. I can tell somebody is getting ready to have a heat stroke. I mean, look at that. I used to teach classes on it. Brother, drink this, and you better not drink it fast either. As soon as I turned my back, guess what he did? Next thing you know, he's throwing up foul. Brother, get your ass down in that damn creek. If you wasn't going to get in the creek, I was going to throw him in the creek. He's dehydrated. See, but when I talk to you like that, you think I'm your enemy.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm about to take my soul alive.
Come on.
Oh, you love.
I said, you get your ass in that creek and sit there and don't move until I come back. Elroos and I went down the road. We was gone for a while. Came back. I said, where you going, man? He's walking up out of that creek. I guarantee he's walking up out of that creek. Elroos, get there. He goes. He started getting up out of the creek and started raining. I said, didn't I tell your ass to stay in that damn creek? What was I doing? I was hydrating.
Yes, sir.
You may not like my communication.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry I'm rough around the edges. But I'm trying to help save yourself.
Yes, sir.
Save you.
Shepherd. Yes, from myself.
I guarantee you that Israel did not like it when y'all talked to them. Hell, Israel didn't like it even when y'all wasn't talking to them.
That's true. Nothing but the truth.
And I've seen watch that young man over the years change after he done crapped on himself many times. Just change. Who else gonna deal with you like that on that level? Love you enough. And some of you, ooh boy, you never go anywhere because you're full of excuses. We tell you something, you got excuses. Huh? We rebuke you for something. God, excuse. Excuse for everything. Excuses. All over the place. But it was a beautiful thing to go up there and work with a brother. I told Daniel the other. I said, all right, brother. They give it about a week or so, maybe two. Then, now, we left y'all this part. This should be the good part. All right? I said, if you need us, give me a call. We'll come back up here. And maybe a week or two, maybe 2 weeks. Because we got a project we got to do up here. We got almost 100 yards of concrete. We got pouring these walls. And that ain't no chicken pee. That ain't no light work. I heard you want to run the pump.
Yes, sir.
Pump. Yes. And we're going to be busy. I said, we got 100. It's been between 80 and 100 yards of concrete. That's an all-day job. We got to coordinate the pump truck and all these trucks coming out there. That's 18-yard trucks. More like that as if you just go 80. It's probably 12 trucks out here. That's going to be a job. Plus, we still been slowing down that building because I'm trying to figure out how, man, we could have built and had it, both building, Bill. Y'all see how long it takes to do building. I'm trying to figure out how can I coordinate it to get the brother to come down here to learn on the split-face block. Because those blocks are a hell of a lot heavier than the regular. Shit. Man, up there, split-face blocks feel like they're about 60 pounds apiece. Regular blocks are 45 pounds. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right, Brother James. Brother James said, pump trucks ain't cheap. You got that right. They ain't cheap. And what is cheap today? But we say all this. Like, what scripture we call? Proverbs 6:16?
Yes, sir.
Let's go ahead and read that. We're going to move on from this. We're going to move on from this station right here.
These 6 things does y'all hate? Yeah. 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaks lies. And he that sows discord among the brethren.
Well, we're going to pay attention to all that. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Sure would be nice if we did, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
So anyway, so at the last moment, we had El Rubens in bed. That was a 9-10-hour drive for them. So at the last moment, jumped in there, their van and took off. We had, and then Brother Dante, man, what's the other brother's name?
Dwayne.
Dwayne and Alex. Dwayne and Alex, they were there. They were there. Brother Dwayne has passed out of the block and said no. Okay, yes, sir. That young man going to go far.
Hallelujah.
He's got to argue with you now. Hallelujah. Frogman, he got a job that he does. The Frogman was pushing back that job as much as he can to get out there because he, you know how the, you see the brother out there, man, you don't, come on, man, you won't be there, man. You won't be in the mix.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bro Lee, I appreciate it, my brother. Bro Lee. Bro Lee said, Pastor, it would be okay, and it'd be an honor for me if you would take my bed. I said, Bro Lee, I do appreciate it. I promise I do, man. Brother, I'm up here in a different mode, and we're up here to do some work, and I want to sleep with the brother that they came to work with. I appreciate everything y'all did, and I appreciate the gesture, too. You know what I mean? I didn't take it as a decline. I hope he didn't take it as a decline. I'm trying to set precedent. You understand what I mean? Be out there. If you're going to go to battle, man, be out there with the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Be out there sleep with the soldiers. Eat with the soldiers. Don't think yourself better than them. Do the same thing. So the soldiers will respect you more. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because everywhere I go, the saints going to take care of me anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But leadership is best done not by what people say, but by what you do.
Yeah.
Call an example.
Yes, sir.
That's right, Rob said, real leaders lead from the front.
Yes, sir.
Hashtag Israel lead line. Y'all watch Straightway Gulson go, man. Don't, man, they moving up there, too. They moving hard. They moving hard. They doing good. And y'all roots them doing good. All the communities are pretty much doing pretty good. And I personally thank each and every last one of you that actually you obey the voice of God when he tells you, you know, the Bible says, give to a godly man. But to a sinner, don't give. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that something? You would think you need to go and give to the poor. That's the reason why I tell you give to a godly man, because they poor.
Come on.
The words. Hey, you don't look poor to me. Just because I have access to stuff don't mean I'm telling you. Y'all wouldn't believe. If we was to turn around and put what I have in my name compared to what you have in your name, you'd be surprised.
Come on.
Y'all think because we have access to everything that we ain't like y'all. Y'all make more money than I do. You do? Well, we see the kind of trucks and stuff you drive. Yeah, you mean the truck that the Most High gives to him and he lets me drive them?
Hallelujah. Come on, Chef.
I go get the registration and the title. Do these trucks out here to show it to you who they belong to?
Come on.
You won't see Charles Dial on there. Look at him looking.
Come on.
Look at him looking. Imagine it. I guarantee you another thing. Go on the internet and find another pastor that is pastoring and shepherding like Pastor Dow. I dare you to find him. I dare you to find him. They got a bunch of words. They ain't got no power. We get finished with all that. Not only do we got the work there, but we got power.
Come on. Woo. Come on. Come on.
That's it. Power from the Holy Spirit. That's it, sir. That's it.
Yeah.
You listen to a wise man, you'll be wiser still.
Amen.
Listen to a fool, you'll be a fool.
Yeah.
Huh? But the ministry is a straight way, man. I don't care what the devil's saying. If they spoke evil, they called Jesus Beelzebub. Did y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
They did. What do you think they're going to call his children? If they spoke evil of him, why are you all about to pull your hair out from the roots? If if they speaking evil of you? Who you looking to receive glory from?
Come on.
Huh? You watch the brothers in Straightway. They get up in the morning. They know what to do. They don't sit up there and work because they're waiting to see if somebody else, somebody come around. Then they want to show out for a few moments. Now, these brothers, they work hard. All of them.
Hallelujah.
Not every one of them, though, but all of them. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the hard work. They work hard.
Yes, sir.
And let me tell y'all, brothers, something that life will run in y'all mouth. Ain't nobody going to listen to you if your mouth don't back up your footprint. That makes sense.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Sir. Absolutely.
Sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer, man, they doing a good job on their sister broadcast. Eh? If y'all sisters would listen, the worst thing y'all can do is end up like Ashley and Jennifer. Is that bad?
No.
Is that bad?
No, sir.
I mean, that's the worst thing you can end up like. I mean, I'm about God. And, of course, what's the talk of the town? What's the word out on the street lately? The Marine Spirits. Man, everybody listen to these messages. 2, 3, 4 times. I'm glad. We was up there and listened to that message 2, 3 times.
Yes, sir.
I'm the one preaching, and I'm getting something from it every time I listen to it. I tell people all the time, man, shoot, I'm listening to them.
Yes,
sir. People are saying, thank you for my hearing, right?
Yes, sir.
I just happen to be listening to the best preacher in the world.
Yeah. Yes,
I listen to that preaching just like you do.
Hallelujah.
I sure do. One of the most realest preachers that there is.
Yes, sir.
Passed out on run around with I don't have a closet full of suits. Manicured fingernails. Huh? I follow the footprint of Yahshua.
Yeah.
He was a carpenter.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a businessman. He was about his father's business.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Oh, yeah. He knew everything about building houses.
Yep. Come on.
Cornerstone. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I'm telling y'all, the older y'all, some of y'all get, y'all going to miss the boat. Y'all going to miss the boat with all these damn excuses.
Oh,
you're doing everything you can to build your house while you neglect his house. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, King James, not the apocrypha. Verse 1. Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know what? You know, in my day, when I went to the apostolic church, it was a commandment keeping, Sabbath keeping, acknowledging feast days apostolic church. That was the best thing going around. That is where I was. So when I was y'all your age, that's why I keep telling you, man. So I was excited. I went, man, my whole week was centered around, can't wait till Sabbath gets
off.
Believe me, but we were church then. Church was, you had Tuesday night Bible study, Friday night Sabbath service, Saturday morning scripture study, or they call it scripture Bible school. Then you had Sabbath service, you were busy.
Hallelujah.
My wife, everybody already knew I was going to be in church.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Yeah, come on, hey.
Getting reproved, getting reproved,
yep,
and corrected,
yep,
all
that.
Oh, yeah. All that.
Yes,
go ahead.
All that.
Sorry. Did y'all know I used to be a deacon at one time?
Yes,
sure did. I used to actually cut the church grass, open up the doors, first one out, last one out, close the doors. Sure did. Because they was running it kind of like in the military. They thought that you had chain of command, so I didn't know no better. Now I was just serving, man.
Come on.
I was an elder, too. You ever know that I was ordained an elder? Sure do. I was an elder for a couple years. at a young age, probably the youngest elder in the history of the ministry. Then I end up being old Pastor Dowd. See, my calling the whole time was pastor. I had people come and tell me, oh, no, you ain't no pastor, you're a prophet. That's probably good. I believe I've had a vision and a dream, but that ain't what it told me. What prophet sees that he's leading people? A prophet is a mouthpiece of God.
Yeah. Come on.
Believe me, I know I speak prophetically and stuff, but man, listen, I ain't looking for titles and all this old other stuff. Look, do God's will.
That's it.
Hey, I used to think, man, my children are grown. But who would ever thought at this time that I'd be set up and starting a second set of children? And that vision could come to pass.
Come on.
Wow.
What the?
Hallelujah.
Look at y'all.
Hallelujah.
Look at
y'all.
Look at that, man.
Yes, sir.
Now I got a little warrior
in
there.
Yeah,
yeah. I bet he sleep too. A little warrior out too. I bet he out. But chapter 5, verse 1. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 5, verse 1. Come on, teach.
Keep your foot when you go to the house of Yah.
Y'all hear that?
Yes,
do what when you go to the house of Yah?
Keep it.
Guard your foot. Guard. You got that right. Come on.
And be more ready.
To what?
To hear.
More ready. No. To teach.
Hear.
To tell everybody else.
Come on. Hear.
To instruct.
Hear.
No, when you go to the house of Yah,
yes,
don't go there with your mind predisposed, thinking that you know every day. How many times y'all heard him preaching? I'll be up there preaching, and somebody else be like, yeah, that's right. You got it right. You got it. Like they know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You don't know shit.
Hallelujah.
If you know it, you be the damn preacher.
Hallelujah.
That's right. How many times we all read Genesis? If we all read Genesis first,
yes, sir.
The preacher in the last couple of weeks, you found out you ain't read Genesis.
Ain't read it.
You ain't read Genesis.
Hallelujah.
We all done read Genesis. With critical eyes, critical ears. All of a sudden, we done found out, guess what? We read Genesis.
Come on with it.
You know why? Because the book is sealed.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. And what the prophet Isaiah said, the man said, man, I can't understand it because it's sealed.
Oh, my goodness.
The book is. Y'all the one that unlocked the mysteries to it.
Yeah.
So I went and listened to all these preachers, people out there, I listened to a few people, they talking maritime spirits and stuff. I'm like, these boogers, they just rehashing what somebody, they ain't got no revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So, go listen to my mess. Go listen to them and see who has the revelation truth on. I ain't sitting up there regurgitating and throwing up with somebody else. That when I read something, in the book, whatever it is, I listen to the Holy Spirit. We're going to feed us at this time. That's why it's so impactful. That's how you should know that it did come from man.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm the only preacher to tell you that a lot of times I'm up there preaching. I'll be up there preaching. I'll be preaching. Water, water, Father knows I'll be preaching. I'll be preaching, man. Man, I'll say something profound. I'll be up there the whole time holding a straight face like I knew it all the time. And I'll say, boy, that was good.
Yeah.
But I have to maintain my preaching. Boy, that was good. Man, that was good.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Amen. Letting you know who the preacher is.
Yes, sir.
We just bond service. We just
yes,
a different type of
yep,
service.
Yes, sir.
Love it. Love it. A lot of people just discovering how much I knew or how much I have known over the years. Because they're actually doing their due diligence to go back and listen to what I taught. They go, wow, you do that all the time? Yeah, we've been on advanced way past that now. It's good. I'm glad that people go back and listen to old mentions to bring themselves up. But when you go to the house of Yah, be more ready to do what?
Hear.
Than what?
Than to give the sacrifice of food.
You see, now, you know how many people I've seen? Mike Fuller. You see him give a sacrifice of food? Food. How many times you see him jump on the instrument? Praise him. All of a sudden, gone. Where did we stop being the people of Yah? Yah said you to us.
Definitely.
So, since when did I stop being the man of Yah? This is why we brought up Miriam. Miriam thought she had an inside track on Moses.
Absolutely.
Well, you're supposed to be the custodian of the law, huh? You're supposed to be the custodian of the law. You ain't supposed to be marrying nobody outside of Israel, and yet you're going to take an Ethiopian. That's what he did. She wanted to spit in Aaron here. How long here? Most I listened to this the whole time.
The whole time, babe.
Most I listened to this the whole time.
Oh, heard it.
Teacher Shane, tell you, there have been some horrific things that happen to people to get this marine spirit on them that entices them to speak against the anointed of Yah.
Yeah.
And the ministry, bad things happen to them. I've watched people. You know, forget the physical stuff. You know what's really bad? When people are turned over to a reprobate mind. That's really bad. Last night, Ashley said, man, my sister went to assembly here for 9 years. Look at her now. Like mother, like grandmother, like daughter. Foolishness. How you set up under this 9 years and that's it? Did you just waste 9 years of your life, or did the Most High God do you like he did Judas? Been better for you not even be born. Been better for you to not even be born. Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
Did you finish that? You didn't finish that. Come on, read on.
For they consider not that they do evil.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
When these people are spewing this stuff, and when they come into the house, y'all, they don't even consider they doing evil. They don't even, the thought don't even enter into their mind. Let me tell you something. When a godly man rebukes you, he's not trying to dominate or rule over you. He sees a defect in you that needs correcting. Because it's pretty damn grieving to sit up there and have to reprove people.
Yes, sir.
Am I not lying? True. You don't believe me? Y'all married. Is it not grieving when you have to correct your wife? It's grieving as shit is.
Yes, sir.
That's the reason why the Most High God tell us, don't you be bitter against them. Mm-hmm. Because he has to work at not being bitter against us.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it ain't that hard. All you got to do is just obey.
Yes, sir.
It's all you got to do. Just simply obey.
Yes,
but we've been on these marine spirits, maritime. But you know, we've been on these spirits we done talked about before. It's just that what y'all is doing is bringing a different angle and weight,
yes,
and helping uncover.
Because yes,
a lot of people getting answers.
Hallelujah.
A lot of people getting answers.
Hallelujah.
I mean, people getting deliverance left and right. Look, these people out there suited and booted. Ain't no deliverance going forward in churches. You got a bunch of hallelujahs, but people still bow. Go online and see how many people. They say that they're serving the Most High Yah. There's not the book says that the joy of Yah is my strength.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you people, y'all see how they've got the real, true, bona fide joy of Yah. watching services. Feel it in real true joy. Or it's all mechanical.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Huh? Y'all looking for those true worshipers.
Yeah.
Come on, and worship him in the spirit.
And in
truth.
He's looking for us.
And y'all seek of such.
Yes.
To worship him. He's looking for.
Come on.
There are a lot of religious ministries out there, but they ain't trying to tear down Satan's kingdom. Where is Satan's kingdom at? Well, I'm going to let this cow back. I don't even know if I'm going to repeat this tomorrow. I may repeat this tomorrow. You know, the Most High Yah often talks about that we, who are his people, in 1 John 3, we are his seed. And his seed remains in us. And if his seed is in us, the book says we cannot sin. So how do you square that? Seed, when you look behind the word, Greek word, seed, is sperma. Born again. Born. Born. How do you get born unless seed? Enter in.
Yeah.
Now get it?
Yeah.
We're probably going to hit this again tomorrow, too, man. Oh, you get it?
Yes, sir.
So, when the Most High Yah put his seed into us, by the blood of Yahshua.
Yes, sir.
Then we talk about blood, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, your sperm carries blood, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
More blood for the water.
Yes, sir.
All right? The spirit man, which is born anew,
born again.
He has his Yah seed in him.
Yes, sir.
And he cannot see him.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But the problem and the issue what we don't get is that we have a flesh side and we have a spirit side.
Now,
we got to bring clarity to that.
Break it down.
Well, we're not all born from our family bloodline.
Yes, sir.
Flesh. Is not that bloodline full of iniquity?
Yes.
Full of sin?
Yes.
Are you about?
Yes, sir, sir.
But then when we became born anew or born again, we have now his seed in us.
Yes,
that man never sees.
That man does not
die. Now we have a wrestling that goes on in
us. Yeah, there it is.
Come on. Now we understand what we wrestle about. Because we're too busy killing off, mortifying. Because the flesh and the spirit can't coexist
like that.
It can't. You understand? So when you were born naturally, we got to work out all of that.
Yes.
And we can do that only because it's seed in us.
Come on.
Compelled.
Y'all getting that?
No, we ain't.
So the spirit man is born again.
Yes, sir.
Born anew.
Yes, sir.
Are you following? Because he has the sperm of the DNA of Yah.
Come on, Chef. Come on.
And the desire that we used to have is a change.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's
just like when a wife,
come on,
a true wife,
gets
married to a husband.
Yeah.
Now she's walking in the newness of life.
Yeah,
come on. Because she said the design is
submit to. That's
yeah.
Him.
Ooh, yeah.
Because his seed remains in her.
Yeah.
Now, as long as she remains in that seed,
right.
Under that submission,
right.
She cannot see.
Right, and I see. Come on. Come on.
You have to go outside of the body.
Right, there it is.
Come on with it.
There it is. Yes, sir.
But if you live in the body,
yeah.
You can't see.
Come on.
Well, I told you.
We started in here. Do not get me.
That's
the truth.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Wow.
See, now, well, see, we have a DNA of God.
Yeah.
We have no desire.
Yeah.
No,
right,
we don't want to see.
No, right.
We don't give a damn about
right.
Sin.
Yeah.
True.
Yes, sir.
Y'all right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all good?
Yes.
Yes, sir. That's why today he's trying to get these sisters to understand that once your husband put his seed into you, you belong to him. When these two twain become one flesh, that seed, that righteous seed of that husband is not even, now you're bringing forth.
Come on.
More Israelites.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because you've been changed.
He's already been changed because y'all see it.
Yeah.
Now they're going to bring forth a righteous seed.
Come on.
This is just good.
Come on.
Ambassador.
Righteous.
That's it.
Y'all
getting this right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's it.
Go to 1 John 3:9.
That is.
We're going to hit this.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
We're going to hit this.
Take your time.
Is anybody understanding this?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
So now, we'll go a little bit farther.
Yes, sir.
Who are we?
Come on.
Are we not the bride?
Yeah.
We.
Yeah.
Of Messiah?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. Do not the Messiah put his feet in us?
Mm-hmm.
Do we not belong?
Yes,
Do we not belong to him?
Yes, sir.
And then when we belong to him, are we not there to conform to the image?
Yeah.
Come on.
Let me do some.
Yes, sir. Yo, God, look at that. Come on. Yo, hear this.
Preaching.
Come on,
teach. Whosoever is born of Yah.
Born of who?
Yah.
Now, you know that wasn't us in the beginning.
No.
That's because we were born in
sin.
And we were
saved
in what?
Iniquity
or lawless.
Yes, sir.
Now he turns around literally and says, whosoever is born of
Yah.
Read on.
Does not commit sin.
How many times we talk about separating the flesh from the spirit?
Yes, sir.
How many times we talk about that, though?
Yes, sir.
Learn how to separate that.
Yes, sir.
See, we too busy spending our time. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. That ain't in y'all's kingdom.
Oh, nah.
Joy.
Hey, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
That ain't in y'all's kingdom.
Come on.
No, they can see the God right
there.
They can't be the people.
No.
Because y'all say you cast all your cares on me.
Hey!
Come on.
Come on.
Put it on me.
Yeah.
I care for you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Hey. So y'all did.
That's
it. You trying to handle everything.
Oh.
See, that's why you're in a rebellious American women.
Yes,
you trying to handle everything because you don't think your head has to
answer.
Your head has the strength to be able to do it.
Come on, Chef. Come on. Come on.
Hey, why are you in, man?
Oh,
that's the truth.
Woo!
That's the truth.
Oh. Y'all get this right?
Yes, sir.
See, we as men,
yes,
we have a dual responsibility.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We are husbands.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
But we also are brides.
Bride. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Yeah,
come on.
Even bride, I don't know about you, but I ain't trying to rebel against my head.
No, no, no.
I'm submitted.
Hallelujah.
I'm 100% totally submitted.
Hallelujah.
Saint Jesus gave us five I wills. I will exalt. I will set my throne on the side of the Lord. I will be like. I will. But I mean,
yeah,
they are submitted to
Yah.
Nevertheless, not.
Come on.
Nonetheless.
Come on.
Not my will, but
God
will.
Be what
he done.
Be done.
Come on.
Woo.
Come on.
Chad Ruah comes in, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I ain't got no will.
Yeah.
My will is your will.
Yes, sir.
My desire is
your
desire.
Come on.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm in a good place.
Come on.
I'm in a damn good place. I don't have to worry about.
Yes,
all I got to do is obey.
Yes, sir.
I'm good. I'm covered.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
I'm covered.
Come on.
If I mess up, just like as them said last night, I ain't going to worry about my head getting disavowed. Dispensational time and knowing the dispensational time. Time and where we at.
Yes, sir.
That's good, Pastor. Oh, that's so good.
Wow. Are y'all good?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The only one.
Hallelujah.
The only good one.
Are y'all good?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That's how I know how to be a... I know how to be a good bride because I'm one.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I know what expectations I have of mine because I'm a husband.
Yes, sir.
And a good husband is not going to put more or lay on more of you than you're able to back.
That's the word. That's the word. He's going to do that. Come on.
He's not going to have more expectations
Come on, right?
of you
Come on.
than you're able to back.
Come on.
But if you joined up with iniquity,
yes, sir.
You know what I mean? The old you, the other generation,
yes,
or let's say the old family line, the old bloodline.
Yes. Oh, man.
That's all they want to do. It's just be crooked and bent.
Yes, sir.
No, we want the straight.
Yes. Straight way.
Want to be crooked
and straight way. Come on. Yeah. Straight way. Come on. Yes, sir.
That's a hallelujah. Straight.
Yes.
Y'all get this though, right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hey, y'all, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes,
all the time.
Yes, it is.
All the time.
Well, y'all got about 4, 5, 6 pages of notes. We still ain't use them yet.
Hey.
But we use them.
You know? That is, yeah.
Yes, we ain't use them, but we use them.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense. Where he leads me.
Yeah. That's it.
Now think about that again. Yeah. Where he leads me, I follow. Means I'm in submission.
Ooh.
Wherever he leads, I'm going to follow.
Yes, sir.
Mm. And as the song goes, I will go with him. All of it. Not like America wonder, well, I'll go with you so far.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
me?
Yes, sir.
That's what I keep telling you. So, again, remember the book of Revelation. It says that all these wives were virgins. Every one of them were. And people keep looking at the natural,
right,
but they don't look at the spiritual.
Yeah.
You know how we know? I know we're still virgins? Because we ain't prostituted ourselves out to Satan.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit.
Yes, sir.
We're standing on our umbrella.
Yes,
we're standing on our cover.
Yes,
we're standing on our protection.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Come on. I listen to your damn, your sweet shit you trying to spit in my damn ear. I ain't listening to you. Don't come talk to me. Talk to my husband.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Don't talk to me. You got damn things.
Yeah.
Come on, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what does that come back to? Command the born.
Yeah, sir.
Damn it.
Yes,
command
it. Yep. Come on. Declare. Decree. Come on.
That,
oh my goodness.
Boy, y'all been here. He that have ears.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Spirit.
Some of y'all sitting there listening, I don't even know how y'all standing in y'all chairs.
Yes, sir.
Don't even know how your walls are still standing. I'd have ran down the road and come back in. What did I miss?
Yes. Hallelujah.
But this word is forever settled in heaven. It's the word.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good word.
Yeah.
Y'all got to come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. No, listen. We have to know our enemy.
Yeah.
But let's don't put that in imbalance. Focus more on your husband.
Yes, sir.
And when you focus more on your husband and his expectations, it's easy to see when the enemy comes.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yes,
yeah. Remember we highlighted last week when the enemy comes in like a flood.
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to raise up a
stand. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Y'all never comes in like a flood.
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
He just leads us.
Yeah.
That's all he wants.
Come on.
Y'all are good, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
But the enemy is too busy trying to paint him out as a villain.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But he's good, y'all.
Yes, yes,
he is.
Yes.
But he's good, y'all, all the time.
You are.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
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 Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Did it make sense?
Yes,
did it
sir.
Make sense?
Hallelujah.
You are.
Can we look it up now? I can say, it's crazy. Y'all know how crazy it is to set up and be looking at yourself in these cameras and stuff and seeing all this hair and everything, you full head of hair and all this stuff. It's all black. And then over a period of time, you watch it start turning all crazy. You be like, damn, I have been young. Now what?
You old.
And I've never
seen the righteous.
Come on. Nor his seed. Have we ever begged for bread?
Nope.
We ain't never begged for bread.
Yeah, we giving bread.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the seed.
People coming cleaning from the field.
Yes.
Woo.
Man.
Glory, hallelujah.
Come on. Letting you know his word is true.
Yes.
Yes. It's true.
Yes, sir.
If he do it for us, he'll do it for you.
Come on.
Y'all don't respect him for us. Good husband.
Oh, yeah.
Good husband.
Yes,
sir. Now, I did. I try to make sure we take it easy. I don't want us to pay attention.
Yes, sir.
But let this word marinate real good.
Yes, sir.
You getting this, son? You know what I'm saying? You know what a good son would do? A good son. A good son would never marry a woman that his father don't approve of.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Abraham gave Isaac a choice. He did. Go pick one out of your own bloodline. Family member is what he said, didn't he? I know cattlebell do you do.
Yes, sir.
I promise I do. I do a good inspection.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
sir. I can tell you who's going to be a good one and who ain't.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that good?
Yes, sir.
I'm a good judge of cattle.
Yes, sir.
What was we at, T? You done read it? 1 John 3, 9?
I've not finished yet.
Read it on, T. Go on, read.
And he cannot sin.
And he cannot what?
He cannot.
See, that makes no sense to us. Because we be so focused on the sin that we don't understand. Yeah, flesh.
Yeah.
And we don't understand. We always got an advocate with the Father. Remember, Paul said in Romans 7, do we need to go there? Paul said, listen, there is something going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Leo.
Yeah.
When I want to do good, I always want to do good.
Yeah.
I desire to do good.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this damn evil over here?
Yeah.
It's always present with me.
Yeah.
You know what the evil is? What's that scripture in Psalms? Is it 45:10? Is it Psalm 45:10? I think read that Psalm. We'll find out if it is Psalm 45:10. We'll find out if it is. We're going to find out if it is. And then you got to go back to where you were, teacher, all right? Oh, you got about 4 or 5 thumbs over there.
No, Psalm 45:10.
The scripture I'm looking for is forget. That's it. Read it.
Okay. Hearken, O daughter.
Stop. Hearken, O who?
Daughter.
Now, as men, the bride, you're in the position of daughter.
Yes, sir.
So you listen, O daughter.
Yes, sir.
Read.
And consider.
And do what?
Consider.
You carefully calculate.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Yes, sir.
You carefully calculate. Listen.
Incline your ear.
Do what?
Incline your ear.
Bend your damn ear. I threw the word damn in because it is. Incline your ear. Do what?
Incline your ear. Forget also your own people.
Stop. What does y'all command for us to do?
What does y'all command for us to do?
Thank you.
So
exactly.
We're going to connect this. The problem is, if you don't get your own people, that damn iniquity is going to remain.
Yes, sir.
It's going to keep submitting suggestions and thoughts to your mind.
Yes, sir.
Stuff you're familiar with, you don't know.
Yes, sir.
You now over here.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
You was there. Come on.
You now over here.
Come on. Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Again.
How long will Hulk be between two opinions?
Yes, sir.
Lukewarm. Come on, Chef. He didn't say remember. He said do what?
Yeah.
That means wipe the air
come
out your
hell.
Wipe them out.
Don't turn back.
Bless.
Back.
But I love mama. I don't love
mama. Come on.
I love daddy. Y'all don't love him. Flesh. Read.
And your father's house.
Forget your people and your what?
Father's house.
Come on, bring it out. What a young damsel.
Yeah.
A virgin.
Come on.
A woman of marriageable age.
Mm-hmm.
When she leaves her father's house. She cleaves unto a husband.
Mm-hmm.
They become one flesh.
One flesh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Notice. And when she cleaves to her husband. See, the way it was, and I know most of you people divorced from this kind of thought, this very thought, is that, see, when Isaac went and got Raquel, he didn't go bring her to his own particular individual dwelling, separate from his father's.
Mm-hmm.
He bought her to a father's house.
Come
and
on.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, man. Said he had on an addendum.
Oh, goodness.
See, we want to build separate from
come
the father.
On.
You can't be building separate from the father, man.
Oh.
How the hell we going to be greater than the kingdom?
Yeah.
How we going to
hear
the parable?
Come on.
When y'all should have said, in the
father's house.
Places of dwelling,
connect
one to another like condo.
Come on, we ain't concrete worth nothing, man.
Too busy trying to live like damn Gentiles.
That's the truth. Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
That's the truth. We don't hear, we don't listen. They always brought the bride back. The bride left the father's house.
Yes,
the bride left the father's house.
Yes, sir.
And this man went away probably maybe a year or so to prepare a place.
Yes.
Jesus! Hey!
Come on! Come on!
And now y'all should say, I
come on! Go. Hey, come on! Come on!
To prepare a place, bro!
Come on!
Hey! Come on!
Come on!
Hey!
Oh,
listen!
Come on!
Stop this stuff! You got this shit out of my head!
Well, I want my own. You ain't
no,
got it.
Come on, man.
You are no longer your own.
Come on,
come on, sir. No longer. Come on.
Come on, bro.
Hey.
Hey, bro. Father.
Hey.
Live and soul, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Cause all this stuff makes sense now.
Come on. Praise God.
The Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
The
seed. Come on.
Good Lord, hey.
Get that
father. Yep. Let's finish these. Finish to helium. Come on.
Hallelujah.
So we get the bottles out.
Come on.
So when y'all should have spoke.
Yes, sir.
Then John 14, it makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Perfect sense.
Yes.
It makes sense now.
Yes, sir.
Right? It makes sense. Concrete terms.
Mm-hmm. Concrete.
Go back to 1 John 3, 9, and then read verse 10 and 11, too.
Wow.
Are we all right?
Just are we
all right?
Wow.
Read, teach.
He cannot sin because he is born of Yah. In this is the children of Yah. Is the children of Yah are manifest.
And?
The children of the devil.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over all these women last Sabbath.
Yes, sir.
We got children of Yah and children of the devil.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
These damn women, they want to keep Zidonia. Mm-hmm. A Ahasuerus, his damn wife, Vashti, you want to keep her damn people's mindset and themselves. Persia.
Wow.
You hear this?
Wow.
And this is bad. We got Miriam that's an Israelite.
Right.
Who the hell you think you are? You getting this?
Yes, sir.
See all these analogies
yeah.
not fitting together?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yep.
Who told you you could keep your own damn mindset?
Come on, come on.
You're a bond servant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
slave. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I don't mind being a slave.
I don't mind. No, I don't mind. At all.
Mm-hmm. I'm so much a slave. You ain't got to pierce my ear.
Hallelujah.
You got to know my ear. So when I ain't going at all, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Free.
Say it again.
You're free.
I'm a free man.
Yeah.
I don't need to be coerced into making a decision.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Read.
It is the journey I manifest.
And
the children of the devil.
Y'all seeing this now?
Yes, sir.
This is all that makes sense now.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's slow it down for a minute.
Yes, sir.
So now we're getting to find out, men and women, are you the children of Yah or are you the children of the devil? There's a lot of people claim to be born again,
yeah.
but they ain't born again.
Right.
It's either children of the devil
right.
or children of the ancestral
right.
fleshly line.
Yeah.
Who mind is still have not changed
yeah.
because they're unregenerated.
Come on.
Have not been born again
yeah.
or been born anew.
Yeah.
Because you've been born anew.
Yeah.
His seed remains
right.
in you.
Yes.
And you
yeah.
cannot see.
Right.
Come on, sir.
There's no way you can transgress the law.
Come on.
Renew.
Hallelujah.
You see that?
Renew.
Come on. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Stop us and read Romans 8:1.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. In.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. Therefore, now. Now.
Come on.
Now. No condemnation.
You know what?
To them.
We'll make a separation. Read on.
To them which are in.
The what?
Messiah.
Come on.
Who walk not after the flesh.
So who won't condemn us if we walk not the flesh?
Come on.
Who? Come on. Read on.
But after the Spirit.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Watch this, read.
For the law of the Spirit
have done what?
Of life and Messiah
have done what?
Has made me
what?
Free
what?
From the law of sin
and
death.
Yeah. Stop. So all you that were women born, wives born in your old family line.
Yes, sir.
You don't come over here to a new bloodline where the seed done come inside you, DNA done change you.
Right.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Romans 12, verse 1. Romans 12, verse 1. Come on.
Man. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah,
come on,
that you present your body
as a what?
A living.
A what?
A living.
A what?
Living.
Living what?
Sacrifice.
What kind of sacrifice, though?
Holy.
And what?
Acceptable.
Which is what?
Which is your reasonable service.
So we have an admonishment coming, read.
Yes, sir.
And be not conformed.
To what?
To this world.
You've been born anew. Don't go back.
Yeah.
After weaker and beggarly elements of this world. Don't be going back to being conformed to this world, but be you what?
But be you transformed.
By the what?
By the renewing.
Of your what?
Of your mind.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Come on. Self-preaching it.
Already
on the road. Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Therefore, if any man be in Messiah,
he in who?
Messiah.
He's what?
He is a new creature.
New creature or new creation?
Old things.
Or what?
Are passed away.
And what?
Become you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm telling you, I've got mine to not return. Now, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm staying over here.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
I'm staying
home. Yeah.
Now,
I'm coming.
Right here.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Right here.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all sisters get this? Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
Man, me and y'all Israelite sisters, y'all in the best place you ever been and will be.
Hallelujah.
Sorry. Don't need a reach of this world. Just give me Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's all we need.
Just give me Jesus.
That's
who
all we need.
Who follows the cattle of a thousand?
Come on.
Just give me him.
I'm good.
Come on. You know the reason I'm good?
Come on.
Because for the first time in my life, I have the opportunity to be content.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Not only be content with such things as I have, but godliness with content.
Yes, sir.
It's
great.
Great game.
Yes,
great.
Sir.
Sorry, brothers. Here you go, TJ. You can have this, man. We didn't use one note here tonight. Not a one. Didn't even follow up with the so-called script. Didn't even follow the script.
Yeah.
I just... But we follow the script.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We didn't follow the script,
yeah.
But we followed
the
script.
We did.
We lead. That's it. You don't ever know what God will do. I don't know. You know what that means? All right. So you got many wives that, but you said this. So legalistically, they stick by what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't think you have the right to change.
Right.
God's command is always the same, but he even reserves the right to change.
Hallelujah.
You get that?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
You do.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We may run up on this, hey, we have to just opposition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
We may have to. When he says, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, I changed not. He don't change. He's still the same.
Yes.
That's good.
He reserved a right to adjust.
Yeah.
And that's what happened tonight. I had a script right there.
Yes, sir.
Y'all seen any of these scriptures that we use tonight, didn't they? And I don't know how many pages is that. Count them up. I mean, tell everybody how many pages is. 5 damn pages of no name. I mean, we use 0. It's all right, don't we? Is it all right?
Yes,
it's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But he's coming back for an assembly without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Or any such thing.
Come on.
That's who we are. We are the bride on the side.
Come on, yeah.
So while we're listening to all these messages and we're amassing a lot of knowledge,
yes, sir,
of our enemy, take note, first and foremost, of the power of our Elohim.
Yes.
Power. And the scripture that is repeated over and over again in Philippians, I can do all things.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Through Messiah, that strengthens me.
Oh, yes.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
We'll recognize and understand that the enemy is there, but we on the winning side always.
Oh, yeah. I got somebody with me. We already won. We win.
See, the one thing about Satan is he wants to make you think everything is physical.
Yes, sir.
Because he always communicates in the mental.
Yes,
spiritual.
Yes, sir.
That's why people can't figure him. Oh, yeah, that's Satan right there. And people are like, yeah. They don't see a physical being, so they can't figure it.
They can't
pinpoint it.
Yeah.
They can't pinpoint. They go, oh, look at the damn thing. There he is right there. You know what I mean? and everybody else is just dumped out. As long as they dumped out, he good. Because
yes,
in ignorance, he stays on the veil of cloak.
Yes, sir.
He's poor.
Yes, sir.
But when we see him,
yes,
we see him.
Yes, sir.
We see him for who he is and what he is.
Yes, sir. Scales falling off. Come on.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
We Israel.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, sir.
We are real Israel.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
So listen to me. I'm going to say it again for the third, maybe fourth time tonight. While we are amassing knowledge of our enemy.
Yes, sir.
And we're
yes,
learning what he has done to deceive,
mm-hmm,
to distort,
mm-hmm,
and warp the perception of what our minds should be of God. We still are Yahseed.
Yes, sir.
And his seed remains in us.
Yes,
so we focus on that first. And then we realize maybe there's some damn squatters in the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to get their ass up out of here then.
Yes,
you know?
Because
we're the church of God.
Right. Yes,
remember
yes,
the other guy? Yeah, there were some squatters in the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the wall. In the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
They
was
the
in the damn. They was throwing grain. They was literally
yeah,
in the damn wall.
Wow.
Those are Japanese. We got to get their ass up out of here.
Yes,
we got to get their ass up out of here.
In the name of Jesus. Come on.
We good?
Yes, sir.
Brother Mike, the drummer said, we here. Glad you here. We all here.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I appreciate Israel, each and every last one of y'all, for your offerings and your donations, your tithe, to get the rest of this world. Israel, we doing what's high. Sorry.
Yes,
we just do. And the reason why the world can focus on Federal Reserve notes is because they ain't been like straightway, where they have received a gold. Or pull off. Or cow. Isn't that right, Dick? How many times, man, we've had people come here and literally bring us a pull off. We're bringing it on in here, brother.
Yeah.
We are literally an agricultural people. All the rest of these people out there pretending to be the church. First church, second church, third church. They ain't the church. Well, no. They are the church.
Yeah.
They are the church. I stand corrected. I repent. They are the church.
Right.
They just ain't the assembly of y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all the church.
Yes,
they sure are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They sure are. They are called out as church to be ecclesia, separate from the world,
mm-hmm,
but then I call it to be joined to be y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Joined to y'all. Though they were, they will have a farm.
Yeah.
And they will have a garden.
Right. That part.
And they will have livestock.
Well,
is that what Abraham did?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Jacob.
Yes,
sir. Where in the hell did Israel get all those sacrifices from unless they had cattle for livestock?
Come on.
By the time we are under the occupation of the Romans, we own a damn lamb or a sheep.
Right.
So y'all had to provide a land.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The lamb of y'all.
Oh, worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Once and for all. Come on. We've been stripped of every damn thing.
Yeah.
Come on. Y'all trying to put us back in the position of power.
Yes. Restore.
Restoration.
Come on.
Restoration.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm getting this right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Before we go on, y'all good.
Y'all good.
All the time and all the time, y'all good.
Yes, he is.
We just love our King.
Yes.
We are a bride that's literally in love with our
love.
Come on.
Thank you, man.
Come on.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I could be wife number one.
Yes.
You could say wife number two. You could 3, 4, 5.
We don't care.
Yep.
We
all
in the house.
We in the house.
We in the house.
In case you folks didn't know, you both, especially Christians, you talk about the marriage supper lamb. You don't understand what's getting ready to go on.
Come on.
You got one man.
Come on.
Oh, wait. Hey. Virgin. One.
Come on.
There's going to be married to over, we know it's going to be a marriage to 144,000.
Yeah,
sure.
Yes,
but that is a great multitude.
Yeah.
Woo!
Good number.
That's a big multitude.
Yeah.
Big multitude.
Oh, yeah.
See, the reason why you need to have the word of God in your heart.
Might not get the script.
You didn't see what just took place tonight. This happened all the time in here.
Yes,
been doing it for years. How many? Teach that for years? He will direct your paths.
Hallelujah.
You do it.
Yep.
Israel. Hey, appreciate each and every last one of you, especially those of you who have definitely given to the work of the ministry. Thank you very much. Those of you who have listened to the sisters broadcast, and they got to be a blessing, right? Be a blessing. They get to be a blessing. Those of you who don't eat that way, make sure you use the old address, not the new one. Use the 5960 Pumpkin Town Lane. Make sure you keep this post office honest. You know what that means, right? They got to deliver or they got to call them.
Yes.
One of the other, come pick it up. Because our other address is an hour away.
Yes.
Foundation.
Yes. Gotcha.
Make sense?
Yes,
get yourself ready. We have the Feast of Tabernacles. Mm-hmm. Start at Friday night, mm-hmm. nightfall. No, Saturday night, nightfall, which is actually the first day of the week for us.
Right.
October the 8th, we'll do orientation. Mm-hmm. October the 9th, that morning, probably somewhere along about what we used to do, about 9 o'clock. After breakfast, 9, 10, then we kick off the feast. And then, man, we don't do nothing but rejoice.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hearty, hearty.
Oh, yeah.
Rejoice in the glory of the Lord.
Yeah.
What a beautiful time.
Yeah.
So you may want to clear your schedule for a week. If you got vacation time saved up, you may want to save it for that. Because there's no better place to be on earth.
No.
Than that. Right, right. Yeah. Tell them you want all on from starting Saturday the 8th all the way to the 16th.
All that.
Do not disturb me, sir.
Oh, yeah.
All
right. It's already understood. Yep.
Because y'all modern day generation say it's going to be lit.
Yeah.
Holy shit, fire. It's gonna be lit up in here.
Oh yeah.
Gonna do it.
Yes, sir.
The atonement starts on Monday night the 3rd. Remember that? No, that was dead. That was birthday. Until the 4th. That's when we were out Hebrew or Hebraic. We always were what?
Yes, sir.
Showing a sign of repentance of being accepted into the kingdom. What do you find that about? It's nothing but our tradition. And what does the book say about tradition? To make yourself not only tradition, but every ordinance of man. So he could, damn wicked ass word, he could twist and pervert, distort. In Romans 13. Distort that shit all over the place. When we talk about them, it's talking about the assembly.
Right.
Yes. So we have an ordinance addressed. Why all of a sudden you got problems with it? Now stop that. Come on down. Don't be that petty. I'm not talking about you, brother, petty up there.
That's right.
Trumpets. 24. Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Saturday night.
Fall feast kicks off. Man, this feast is late. Well, we'll see what's going to happen. Because, you know, man, last time we had a feast this day, it was cold. Let's see what happens. We'll see what happens this year. It was cold last night. The 24th, September 24th, blowing the trumpets. Boy, I'm going to kill all the neighbors around here know when these trumpets happen. Because you know what? We blow trumpets and walk up and down. This time we may walk all the way out the Gaylord Road.
Mm-hmm.
Any dog come out, we shoot and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Kill every damn one of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And these heathens, no, we went all the way up to the edge of our land, right?
Yep.
Well, we brought on a march all the way to the Galen Road this year.
Hallelujah.
Get yourself ready. If you ain't in shape, keep your ass at the tabernacle, sit your fat ass down and sit down and just be lazy. All of us, we're going to. I'm trying to be like Moses, man.
Yeah.
Moses was 80 years old and said his damn strip ring you in the face. And you know, we got a lot of fines affected because they have GMO modified, they have civilization. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
that's a strong man.
Yeah.
Abraham, remember 120 something years old, still laying into the line of them children?
Mm-hmm.
And we all decrepit and broke down and every damn thing else. Don't get me wrong. I understand the prophecy. I know what y'all said.
Mm-hmm.
70, 80 strength. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I know our time's been less. Ain't nothing wrong with pushing the envelope. That's for some mercy.
That's it. Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Is there something wrong with that? No, there's nothing wrong with that. All right. Hey, we're on time. Always on time. Israel, we love y'all. Every single one of y'all. Israel, y'all. We're sitting here. We are indicted in a good matter tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Was that not the word?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I think Robbie missed that. Matter of fact, I'm going to listen to this broadcast again in the morning.
Man,
I'll probably repeat some of this again. This is good.
Yep.
T-Shane, you got the last word. What do you got?
Nothing.
You ain't got nothing. So, Israel, you good? You good, Z?
Yes,
good, Dre?
Yes, sir.
You good?
Kurt.
Yeah. So, hey, check it out, Israel. We bless y'all. When the sweet person is strong and victorious and mighty, overcoming they will our soul and coming king.
Come on.
Yahshua HaMashiach. Yahshua Jesus.
Woo.
Christ. Shabbat Shalom. King.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Pete. Send them all out of here.
Hey, hallelujah.
Woo.
Yeah.
No force.